I had had some military training in high school. Armstrong and Dunbar had cadets, and there was always competition between the two. And there was a drill, we had a drill, a competition every year, every summer. And Dunbar would win the drill every year. It was a big thing in the city. Everybody by about June was talking about the drill, the drill, the drill. And we had very, very attractive uniforms back then, and had the old Springfield rifles. Oh my. And the officers had sabers, and we would march from the school up to the reservoir. We would go up there to practice extended drill. Extended drill was the deployment in attacking, say, a pillbox.
And you did this up at McMillan?
At McMillan, on top of all those sewer tops.
So if you were going, you'd march up First Street?
We'd march up, yeah. McMillan was where the water was purified. And it was very much the same as it looks today. But the it was sand underneath those purify the water. Then again, as far as the drill was concerned, they had the National Guard to have a pillbox at Griffith Stadium, and we would come march in, and they would start firing blanks, and as they would fire blanks, we would deploy. Of course, we would crawl towards the pillbox and attack the pillbox, and after that we would after we leave there we would march back down to the school and disperse. I learned quite a bit of the tactics of war and the movements, you know, military movements, and that helped me a lot after I got to Fort Lewis.